Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today's text has some important lessons for us. One day when Jesus was praying, Jesus prayed. He spent a long time in prayer. It's important that our awe at the glory and power of the co-eternal Son of God does not block our view to his need, and so our need, for a long time of deep communion with the Father. Alone in the presence of his disciples. It might sound strange that he is said to be praying alone amongst the others. This is part of normal Christian living. It's while I'm at a meeting, I'm at a meal, I am gathered with others, that God is always still so close to me. I can pause and ask his help with the problem at hand and praise him for the goodness at hand. These are some of the sparks of blissful joy which are scattered across our day. He put this question to them, "Who do the crowds say I am?" Prayer is not talking to ourself. It is a time when the Father reveals us to ourselves. Let's use all these texts to motivate us to re-choose our good time of prayer every day. Let us pray. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and our neighbour, grant that by keeping your precepts we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.